Thank you for joining us for our special service today. Everyone that is here in this room with us and those that are online with us, thank you for being with us in this service. We're so thankful to the Lord for everything that He continues to do. Of course, October this season is a very unique one for us as we celebrate our 20th anniversary. Later on this month, we will, all through the month, just continue to celebrate as the Lord grants us grace. Amen. And so I'm just so thankful for all that the Lord has done for us this past 20 years. And like Pastor Tino has already mentioned, we're going to have the first part of the celebration this October, later on this month. A lot of singing and rejoicing over the first 20 years. And we're going to celebrate everything that the Lord has done for us. Amen. And then after that is over, we will give ourselves maybe like a month, get through Thanksgiving and all of that. And then we'll start talking about the next big celebration in 2023. Everything is set for it. We're kind of beginning to work our way towards it. And I'm so excited about it because then we launch the next phase of this journey. And somebody says, well, you know, how do you know you will be here in June 2023? Hey, that if what we preach works, if this word is true, we'll be here. Yes. Somebody said, maybe you should say, if it is the will of God. Well, yeah, we've checked that. We already checked that. If you haven't checked it, you should say that, right? So a lot of people make decisions, they do things, they plan things, and they say, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. And they haven't asked the Lord. They haven't confirmed that that's what the Lord wants them to do. Well, what you should do is before you get up and start saying, we're going to do this, we're going to take time and ask the Lord. Lord, what is your plan? What is your will? What do you want us to do? Is that time? Is that when you want us? Then when's the Lord say, yes, that's my plan? Aha, then you can confidently say, in June 2023, yeah, we're going to launch our next horizon. Hallelujah. And then that guarantees two things. Number one, the Lord will keep you alive. The Lord will keep you alive. Because as long as you are working in line with his vision and his plan and his purpose, He will sustain your life. But then the second thing about it is another new beginning. So you will live longer than that. Amen. Hallelujah. I say you will live longer than that. Amen. You know, when the Lord said when Jesus said, I have to go to Jerusalem, he didn't die the day he got to Jerusalem. He had work to do there. Amen. When Paul said, I have to get to Jerusalem, I have to go to Rome, I have to go to Ephesus, he didn't die the day he got to Ephesus. There was work for him there. So we're very excited about this next season and everything that is going to be happening. You know, I just see, so maybe over time, this is not the planting of the church, the Charlotte church, but somewhere over the next whenever, people there will be ready and we will plant it. Amen. And I can see us, like, within 5 years after this launch, within 5 years, I can see us beginning to prepare to plant the Texas church. Yeah. Hallelujah. And we might plant one in Columbus, too, within 5 years, you know. So it's going to be good. I said it's going to be good. Ooh, glory to God, glory to God. All right, let's get back in the Word of God. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 4. Hallelujah. Somebody say, the greater one is the Holy Spirit. Say it again, the greater one is the Holy Spirit. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 4. It says, I'm just going to pick up from where we left off in the ALO service last week. So if you were with us, a lot of what I'm going to say in this service will not be strange to you, but then I'm going to kind of cut in a little deeper in the Spirit so we can kind of swim with the Holy Spirit today. Amen. Here we go. You are of God, little children, and you have overcome them because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. You are of God, little children, and you have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. The one who is in you, who is the greater one, is the Holy Spirit. In the New Living Translation of that scripture, 1 John chapter 4 and verse 4, he says, but you belong to God, my dear children, and you have already won a victory over those people, because the Spirit who lives in you is greater than the Spirit who lives in the world. You all know there is a spirit in the world, right? The Bible calls Satan the prince of the power of the air. He is the god, small g, of this world. But the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, who lives in you, is greater than Satan, the god of this world. I really love it because he moves forward in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4. And he says there, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Whatsoever or whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Now then he says, who is he that overcometh the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? That means you've been born of water and you've been born of the Spirit. He said in verse 6, this is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ. Not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Holy Spirit, the greater one who lives inside you, that bears witness, because the Holy Spirit speaks the truth. And the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit, is bearing witness inside every believer. If you pay attention, he's bearing witness inside every believer that the greater one is in you. That you are more than a conqueror through Christ. That you are an overcomer. As part of why I love that song. You are an overcomer. The Holy Spirit constantly tells you, no matter where you are in life, no matter what you are dealing with in life, the Holy Spirit constantly tells you, you are more than a conqueror. You are an overcomer through Christ Jesus. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. No matter what is happening in the world around you, no matter the circumstances that you are having to grapple with, the Holy Spirit constantly witnesses inside of every believer, the greater one is in you. You are more than a conqueror through Christ. Somebody say amen. Amen. Then he said, it goes on, but I really don't want to continue that. That's just something so deep there. I kind of touched a little bit on it during the ELO service last Sunday. But just leave that alone. It's a little deep, and I'm going to wait for the Lord to kind of tell us when to go back there about these people that witness in heaven and these people that witness on the earth. It's one of the most powerful, one of the deepest revelations a child of God can receive in their lives. The witness in heaven and the witness on the earth. And I tell you, the Holy Spirit is right there in the middle of that. He's witnessing in heaven and he's witnessing on earth that you are a child of God. There's no question about it. If you ever wake up one morning, some mornings, and you don't feel like you are a child of God, listen to the Holy Spirit inside you. He's witnessing, and he has a direct access to heaven. He's never off base. The Holy Spirit is never mistaken. He's always telling you, you are a child of God. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 8, verse 14, I think it is, he says, the Spirit of God witnesses that we are children of God. And if we are children, we are heirs. We are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. If you are a joint heir with Jesus Christ, that means the portion of Jesus is your portion. Yes. That means the destiny of Jesus is your destiny. Jesus was never a loser, so you can't be a loser. Jesus was never a failure, so you can't be a failure. The Holy Spirit is witnessing that every single day. And on your worst days, if you ever get up anytime, you are grappling and dealing with all these difficulties around your life, and it just doesn't seem so, I want you to listen to what is happening inside you. The Holy Spirit is witnessing. You are a child of God. Amen. You are a child of God. Amen. You are not a loser, you are a winner. Amen. You are more than a conqueror. Amen. You are an overcomer. All things are working together for your good. All things are working together for your good. This is why it is very important, as a child of God, learn to prophesy over yourself. And don't repeat what you are hearing your mind saying. Don't talk about how you are feeling. How you are feeling and talking about how you are feeling is negating what is being said in heaven and what the Holy Spirit is saying on earth. So that means you are deliberately, consciously removing yourself from the outworking of the power of God for you on this earth. When you talk about how you feel, I just feel bad. I feel depressed. I feel anxious. I feel I will not make it. I feel that there's no good future for me. Heaven is not saying that. Heaven is not saying that. And the Holy Spirit is not saying that here on earth. Hallelujah. So why would you put those kind of words on your mouth? Huh? So this sickness is going to kill me. Heaven is not saying that. The Holy Spirit is not saying that. The Bible says there are three that are witnessing in heaven. They are saying something. There are three that are witnessing on earth. They are saying something. Why would you say something that nobody in heaven is saying concerning you and nobody on earth is saying concerning you? Why would you do that? Why would you do that? Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. So no matter how you feel, no matter what the situation looks like, you may look like you've lost everything. You will not make it. You may look like there's no future. There's no guaranteed future for you. You may look like everything is working against you. Don't say it. Just don't put those words on your mouth. The words that come out from your mouth are so powerful. And now, especially when your tongue is sanctified. Because again, there are degrees to ensure that when a prophet speaks, God honors the words of that prophet. If that prophet speaks, now I'm talking this prophet, not in terms of a special prophet ministering from the pulpit. Yes, God does use vessels like that. And God does use anointed prophetic vessels in the body of Christ. He puts prophetic words in their mouth. Yes, and he anoints them to do. Yes, but every day, every child of God, every Christian, you are a prophet of your own life. Every single day. You don't need to wait for a prophet to prophesy over you. Every single day, you are the prophet of your own life. So no matter what is going on, every day when you open your mouth, you must make sure what you are speaking and what you are declaring is what heaven is declaring over you. Is what the Holy Spirit is speaking concerning you. Like I said, then there are degrees of this. Because sometimes, you know, you all know this. You don't need, this is not deeply spiritual, right? But you know, something can be highly concentrated, and somebody can think of good examples that we can use now. But something can be highly concentrated, and that thing will achieve its maximum purpose because it's highly concentrated. But you can dilute it, and you can over-dilute it. And you can dilute it to the point where it is still a little potent, but it cannot achieve its maximum purpose because it is diluted. Right? Do you understand this? That is exactly how your tongue is. This is exactly how your tongue is. You are the prophet of your own life. The words you speak can be so concentrated because you have aligned your tongue with heaven. You don't allow any, what's that scripture in 1 Peter that says, who is the man that loves life, will see good days? What should he do? Keep his tongue from speaking evil and your lips from speaking guile. Put up that scripture, if you can find it. It's somewhere in, is it 1 Peter somewhere or James? Where? Well, yeah, there is in the Old Testament, but it's in the New Testament. 1 Peter 3:10. Thank you. Put that up for us. Put that up for us. For he that will love life and see good days, let him do what? Refrain his tongue from what? From evil. And his lips, that they do what? They speak no guile. He that will love life and see good days. That is, you have to make up your mind. Do you love life?
Yes.
Not do you love the world. Not isn't it he that will love the world. He that will love life. That is, do you want the best of life to be manifest in your experience? Yes. That's the question. Do you? Yes. I said, do you? Yes. Then he said, what? And do you want to see good days? How many people want to see good days? Amen. I said, how many people want to see good days? Amen. Then what should he do? He should refrain his tongue. So that means your tongue will play a role,
yes,
in how good of life you experience,
amen,
in how good of days you experience. This is purely scripture.
Yes.
This is purely, I'm not talking to you from my head. This is right there. You can see it in black and white. That's why I say, yeah, somebody says it is in the Old Testament. It is there in the Old Testament, in the Psalms. But it is there very clearly in the New Testament. He that will love life. This is talking about how good and how accurate your tongue can be in bringing to pass the will of God over your life. Because if you are not refraining your tongue from speaking evil and speaking guile, and you are mixing it up. Sometimes you are speaking good. Sometimes you speak the word. Sometimes you agree with the Holy Spirit. You speak what God is saying about you. But other times, you speak what is in your mind. You speak what you feel. You speak what somebody told you that does not agree with the word of God. So you mix it up. Then what are you doing? That means you are diluting the power of God to work in your life. That means the day sickness knocks on your door, and your tongue is what should bring healing. You speak to your body, your physical body, in the name of Jesus. Body, come on, respond. Then that might take a process. It might take a process. But a sickness that kills some people, you will come out of it easy. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Something that takes people out. Financial situations that wrecks the destiny of some people. You will come out of, and you will come out on top. You will come out even better. You know why? Because your tongue is an accurate measure of declaring the will of God concerning your future on this earth. Oh, this is so powerful, folks. This is so powerful. I want you to see that the Holy Spirit is going to open your eyes to see this. It's going to open you, and you see some more scriptures that we'll read later. I'll go there. I won't take too long, and I need to close early. But you are going to see this. The more your tongue is aligned, this is why it's so important. Children of God, if you are here in this room or you are listening online, it is important what you say.
Yes.
You have to be watchful what you say.
Amen.
Never give your tongue as an instrument to the God of this world. Who is the God of this world? We already read it. Who is the God of this world?
Yes.
He's always working.
Yeah.
And one of the areas where he's trying to work is your tongue. Don't participate. Don't give your tongue to the God of this world. Don't make yourself repeat something that only Satan is saying. God is not saying it in heaven. The Holy Spirit is not saying it on the earth. Don't allow yourself to ever repeat what God is not saying about you. Hallelujah. Just say, when you get tempted to do it, just stop yourself. Say, I'm not participating. I will not participate. And let only the thing, what's that scripture again? And I think this one is Psalm 19. Lord, the psalmist is praying. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, what? Be acceptable in your sight. This one is somewhere in Psalm 19. Then there's another one, I think this is Psalm 39, where he says, Lord, put a bridle upon my tongue. When I'm before the adversary or something, whatever. Put those scriptures, if you can find them. Let's read, because I don't have this prepared. Let the words of my mouth, let's go back to Psalm 19 first. Let's read that one. Look at what it says. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I said, hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. There you are. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, what? Be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. That means, let me explain something there to you. I'm way off my scriptures, but that's fine. Let's go with the Holy Spirit. That means God is your strength. God is your redeemer. But the measure of the grace and strength that God can discharge into your life is dependent on the acceptance or acceptability of the words you speak and the thoughts you think. Let's seal that a little bit. That means the ability of the Lord to be your strength. He is your strength. But the ability of the Lord to bring strength into your life, to enable you and help you enjoy the benefits of your redemption in Christ, are solely dependent on the words of your mouth and the meditation of your heart. So that means if the words of your mouth are contrary, if you constantly speak contrary words, he can be your strength and he can be your redeemer. Even though he has already positioned himself in your life as your strength and your redeemer, what's that scripture in Malachi that says your words are stout against? What's that scripture? Malachi 3 something. Where is your words? Can you find that scripture before we go to Psalm 39? We are way off base, so let's keep going off base. Hallelujah. It's good. Find that scripture. See, when I show you, because many believers don't understand this. People say, oh no, God will do what God wants to do. It's not true. It's not true. You play a major role in what God can do in your life. You play a very major role. God has a plan to bless you. He has a plan to prosper you. He has a plan to establish you, give you long life, prosperity, peace, joy. But you have a role to play in it. You say, no, no, what will happen will happen. It is not true. It's not true. You see it in one of the last scriptures we're going to read here. It is not true. You have a role to play in it. Let's look at this scripture. Look at it. Malachi chapter 3 verse 13. What does it say? Your words have been what? Stout against me. We're going to read that in the Amplified so we can break that down so you see what that means. Your words have been stout against me, saith the Lord. Yet you say, what have we spoken as much against thee? Let's see that in the Amplified. Thank you. Your words have been strong and hard against me, says the Lord. Yet you say, what have we spoken against you? See, here were these people. They were calling themselves covenant people of God. But the words that they were speaking were words that were contrary to the covenant of God in their lives. He said, your words have been stout against me. I wonder what the next verse says. Maybe it elaborates more. What's that next verse? You have said, yeah, I love this. Thank you, Lord. Woo! Somebody just wave your hands. I love you when the Holy Spirit speaks. I just love you when he takes over and he says, this is my message. I want to preach. He step aside. Okay, preach, Lord. Hallelujah. Look at it. This is what they were saying. Do you know how many people are saying this kind of thing? In churches, in the body of Christ, how many believers? They say, you have said, this is what God, you have said it is useless to serve God. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Do you know how many believers say this? I serve, I tithe, I give, I worship, I stand, I preach the word, I speak to people. But yet, where is the evidence? God has abandoned me. Eh? Even unbelievers are better off than me. What is the use? Do you know? How many believers say this kind of thing? Look at it. You have said it is useless to serve God. And what profit is it if we keep his ordinances and walk gloomily and as if in mourning apparel before the Lord of hosts? I'm tempted to go on, but let's come back here. Come on, because I have something I need to do here. Let's leave that one there. Let's seal that later on, and let's come back here. Go back to Psalm 39 now. 39, I think, is verse 1. And see what it says. So I say, Lord, help me put a bridle on my tongue when I am before the whatever. While the wicked is before me. Right? Help me not to repeat what the wicked is tempting me to say. I said, Psalm 39, I said, I will take heed to my ways that I sin not with my tongue. Not with my hand. That I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. It probably is somewhere in this same Psalm 39 that it says, teach us to number our days so we can apply our hearts to wisdom. Is this same Psalm 39? Wherever it is. There's something else somewhere. Hallelujah. When that wicked is standing before me, help me to put a bridle, because they are going to provoke me. Do you know how much the enemy works to provoke you to say what is in his mind? Satan wants you to say it. Because the moment you say it, it becomes a reality in your life. I will never make it. This sickness may kill me. My destiny is not sure. I don't know. Everybody's in this world. You know all this nonsense? Why? Satan is standing right in front of you, provoking you to say all these negative things, and you open your mouth and begin to say, well, you yourself, you become the one who is subverting the plan of God and the will of God for your life. He that will love life and see good days. What should he do? Keep your tongue. Let's go back to the original point we were making here. What was that original point? You are the prophet of your own life. But, so I was using the illustration of something that is concentrated versus something that is really diluted. How do you dilute the power of God from producing your tongue? By repeating what Satan is saying. By saying what the world is saying. So then the day you get up and say, who art thou, O mountain, before Zerubbabel, and you put your name there, before, I won't put my name because that's not my portion. Who art thou, mountain, before Rachel, you will be made a plain. The mountain will be looking at you and say, no, you have already empowered me. You remember last night how you empowered me by the words of your mouth? I'm not going anywhere. So then people say, why is the mountain not moving? Because you empowered the mountain. Because you empowered it. Ordinarily, the mountain should move when you speak. Ordinarily. But now it's not moving anywhere because you have empowered it. Hallelujah. Where are we here? Let's jump. Let's just jump. Hallelujah. You are the prophet of your own life. Somebody say to me, I'm the prophet of my own life. God is paying attention. The angels are paying attention to the words of my mouth in the name of Jesus. Before we go to Ezekiel, close out in Ezekiel chapter 37. Find me that scripture. I think this one is in Psalm 110. It might be a 100 and... I think it's 110 verse 39. That scripture that talks about angels, they hearken to the voice of your words. Find me that scripture somewhere in Psalm 100 and something. Talks about how they manifest his kingdom on the earth, and one of the ways in which they operate is they hearken to the sound of the words of God. Angels do. Angels are they are the messengers from heaven that have been assigned to serve you. Some things that should be very, I think maybe Psalm 103. Some things that should be very difficult, when the angels get busy on your behalf, they become easy. 103:20, thank you. There you go. Now let's read it, actually. Thank you for that. Let's read it so we have context. I will read this and then we'll go and read some. We'll go and read Ezekiel 37. I want to close out there. Let's read this though, Psalm 103 from verse 17. Look at what it says. It says, but the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children. That means God has mercy for you. not only for you, but for your children. Because of you, the mercy of God will reach your children. Verse 18, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. Verse 19, the Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. Verse 20, bless the Lord, you his angels. Now pay attention to this now. Bless the Lord, you his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments. How? Hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all ye hosts, you ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Look at verse 20 again. Bless the Lord, you his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening to the voice of his word. The angels have been assigned to you to serve you according to the will of God. The angels have been assigned to you to serve you according to God's divine purpose for your life. When God gives instruction in heaven, the angels go to work on your behalf. They excel in strength based on the word that God speaks to them. But when they come down to the earth to work for you, better make sure that the words you are speaking agree with the words they heard in heaven. Because if they arrive at your household, your bedroom, they know what they heard in heaven. They know what their assignment is for you on this earth. But if they arrive in your bedroom and they hear your words, and your words are opposite to the ones they heard in heaven, they do not excel in strength. They cannot excel in strength. In fact, you weary them. They go, oh. They shake their head. You know, angels have heads too. They go, they're exasperated. They go, when is she going to learn? How long do we have to do this? When is she going to get it? That her words have to agree with the words of the Father for us to be able to work for her. When is she going to stop weakening us? Because we excel in strength when we came from heaven. But when we came to her bedroom, we became weak because of her words. You are the prophet of your own life. But there are dimensions of this. You can't speak the word of God one day and speak the word of the God of this world the next day. In fact, this is bad. It's worse for many believers. Because many believers, on Sunday, they speak the words of their Heavenly Father. From Monday to Saturday, they speak the words of the God of this world. You are the prophet of your own life. Somebody say this, I am the prophet of my own life. Hallelujah. I never speak anything contrary to the will of God for me. Somebody said, but you may be lying. Well, so if you call God a liar, then I'm lying. Because the Bible said, let the weak say I'm strong. The Bible never said, let the weak say I'm weak. In fact, I'm very weak. I'm so weak. I need a chorus of weakness, right? No, the Bible says very clearly, what? Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the sick say, I am the healed of the Lord. Let the broke say, I am prosperous. I have more than enough. But you know, many believers won't say that. Because if they say they have more than enough, where are they going to get pity from? They need to say things that make people pity them. Well, I'm so broke right now. I don't even know. I forgot my name. I'm so broke. I don't remember my name. Yeah, so that you can feel sorry, like, oh, poor you, poor you. But what is poor you gonna do for you? No. This is the last even said they give you a handout. Okay, Take this $10. Because remember, to the people you are telling poor you, they too, they are not grounded in faith. We told the little $20 they have, they say, just take this $2. That might help you. Take the $2. You have to find another person. Like the people who stand on the street begging for money, $2 is never enough. So let's even say they can help you and give you. It still doesn't meet your need. Will $2 meet your need? No. So you have to keep doing it. You have to keep doing it. Hallelujah. But if you would just change your mind, and if you would change your approach, if you would just change what you are saying and what you are believing, oh, children of God, we can really do something for God on this earth. We can really move some mountains. Hallelujah. We can change some things in this world. Hallelujah. We can see God move on our behalf. We can see God change the destiny of nations. We can see God change the destiny of families. We can see miracles, signs, and wonders in this generation. We can see the world begin to give God glory because they see the word of God is living and right. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm the prophet of my own life. Say, I speak only what God speaks. I believe only what God believes. I'm the prophet of my own life. How many minutes do we have? 10 before 1. Before 1 o'clock. All right, go quickly to Ezekiel 37. Let's close out here. Oh, glory to God. Woo! Hallelujah. There are three that bear witness in heaven. And there are three that bear witness on the earth. And the Holy Spirit is in both places, constantly saying, you are a child of God. Don't say that. Say this. Say, I'm more than a conqueror. Say, I'm a winner. I believe God. It shall be just as he told me. Woo! I believe God. It shall be just as he told me. I will live. I will not die, but I will live to declare the glory and the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Hallelujah. When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. Jesus is saying yes. So I say yes. Will you live? Yes. Will you prosper? Yes. Will you grow? Yes. Will you make it? Yes. Will you go over the storm? Yes. Will the hurricane take you out? No. Will you lose? No. Will you die young? No. Will you be a failure? No. Will this disappointment make you lose out in life? No. I am more than a conqueror through Christ, through Christ, through Christ. Shout yes, somebody. Let's go there, Ezekiel 37. Let's read this real quickly and close today. Look at it from verse 1. The hand of the Lord is upon me. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he carried me out in the spirit. Notice, in the spirit. If you look in more literal translations, it capitalizes that S. So that means the Holy Spirit is right here present in this situation and in this transaction. He's always present. He's the greater one. He's the one who makes it come to pass. When God decides something in heaven, he is the executor of the covenant. He's the one who sees to it that it is established in your life. He carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones. And it caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley. And lo, they were very dry. Somebody said they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. This is very smart. It's very smart, but it's not faith. How many of you know you can be very smart and not be in faith? Why was this smart, what he said? His answer to the Lord was very smart. Because one way or the other, oh Lord, have mercy. He knows all things, doesn't he? I mean, was this man speaking the truth? Was he speaking the truth? Let me ask you, was it the whole truth? No. He was speaking the truth, but it was not the whole truth. Because if God didn't think he should know, God would not be asking him. God says, son of man. And if you are a woman in this service, the Lord is saying to you, son of woman. Can these bones live? And you shouldn't be saying, Lord, that knows, like you feel like that's the most spiritual thing to say. The Lord knows. You can even find a scripture that supports it. Oh, he's the omniscient God. He knoweth all things. Who can search out his wisdom? His wisdom is beyond searching. Ah, that's not what we're talking about, right? What we are talking about right now, right here, we want to know, what do you know? We're not talking what he knows. Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, oh Lord God, thou knowest. Mm-hmm. Verse 4, again he said unto me, oh hallelujah, shut up, Baba. I'm going to close out this service by asking you to get up. When I get there, I'm going to have you get up and you are going to prophesy over your life. You are going to prophesy over your life. You are going to prophesy over your future. You are going to prophesy over your body. Now, of course, you know, all month we're doing it. We're doing this for Abundant Life. We're doing it for the vision. We're doing it for the ministry. We're speaking over this vision. We're speaking the life of God. If somebody says, why are you doing that? Because we are creating a huge reservoir of life for the future of this vision. Oh, glory to God. And the words that we speak, angels are already excelling in strength to make sure that they come to pass. The words of our mouth will not fall to the ground as long as we are speaking the things that line up with the eternal purpose of Almighty God. He will make sure that everything we speak is established in our very lifetime. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I'm going to get you to get up just before I close in just a few minutes here. You are going to speak over your own life. You are going to speak. If you have a family, you are going to speak over your family. If you have children, you are going to speak over your children. If you have whatever you do, your career, your business, your ministry, or anything that concerns you, you are going to speak. I'm not asking you to think about it, because what Ezekiel was doing when he stood before this valley full of dry bones and the Lord asked him, can these bones live? What he was doing was he was thinking about it, and he was wondering about it. Truly, can these dead bones? The Bible said they were very dry. They were not just dry like they died yesterday. They were very dry, as in they've been dead a long time ago. And in his mind, he's wondering, how can they really live? But this is God talking to me, so I can't tell him no. I can't tell him no, they won't live. So I'll just tell him, thou knowest. But that's not what God was telling him to do. God was not telling him to think about it and try to use his mind to figure it out. How could this happen? How could this be? No, God was asking him to agree with what was being said in heaven and to declare it upon the earth, so that the angels of God can excel in strength and go forth and bring it to pass. Hallelujah. He said unto him, son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, oh Lord God, thou knowest. And he again, he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones and say unto them. What did he tell them? What did he say to tell them? Oh, you dry bones. Oh, you dry bones. Hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. Mark the word in verse 5. I will cause breath, is ruach. I will cause the wind of God. I will cause the breath of God to come into you and to give you life. When the ruach of God comes to into anything, no matter how long they have been dead, they come up. They come up. They come up. Hallelujah. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause ruach, the ruach of God, to enter into you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and I will put ruach in you, the ruach of God. Hallelujah. Notice, this is not just talking about oxygen. This is, what is this process they do in the hospital where they infuse oxygen into patients? Yeah, this is not what that is. You can put all the oxygen there is in this world in the lungs of a dead bone and it will not come back to life. This is talking about the ruach of God, the very breath of God, the spirit of God. Listen to what it says. He said, I'll put breath in you and you shall live. Notice now, Ezekiel is the one prophesying. He says, and you shall live and you shall know that I am the Lord. The Lord didn't come down from heaven to say this. He said to Ezekiel, I want you to say it. You open your mouth, you say it. Look at that verse in verse 7. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise. There was a rumbling. I hear a noise around your life today. I hear a rumbling in the spirit around your life. And behold, there was a shaking and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then he said unto them, prophesy. Oh, I love this. Listen to this. He said, then he said unto me, prophesy unto the wind. That's the ruach. You check that Hebrew word. That's the ruach. Prophesy unto the ruach of God. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the ruach, winds, ruach. All breath, ruach. It's the same words. It's the same words. He's talking the ruach of God, the breath of God. Come and breathe upon this slain that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them and they lived, and they stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Oh Shababa. They stood up. Things are standing up around your life. Things are standing up supernaturally around your life this morning. In the name of Jesus, everything that has been dead, everything that has been dried up, they are standing up around your life this morning. Don't make the mistake and say what the children of Israel were saying. In verse 11, he said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. But look at what they are saying. Behold, they say, our bones are dried and our hope is lost and we are cut off for our parts. God had to go dig up a prophet who could prophesy the ruach of God into the lives of these bones. Don't say what the children of Israel were saying. Because what they were saying was what they saw with their natural eyes. I'm sick, I'm broke. I may never make it. I don't know if I have a future. That's what they were saying. Our hope is lost. Can you imagine that? Our hope is lost. We are cut off. Look at verse 12. Then, therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves. I see God opening some graves this morning. I said, I see God opening some graves this morning. I see some Lazaruses coming out of the grave. They've been dead 4 days, 4 months, 4 years, 4 decades. But I see some Lazaruses coming out of the grave this morning.
I see promises, eternal supernatural promises from heaven being fulfilled in the lives of God's people this morning. Shababa. Shitarababa. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O you people, and brought you up out of your graves. Ha, listen to verse 14. And I will put my ruach, my spirit, in you, and you shall live. And I will place you in your own land. This is a total life restoration. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it. And I did not just speak it. I performed it. I performed. Come on, come on. Let's be the prophet of our own lives this morning. Wherever you are in this room, online, wherever you are, virtual, anywhere. I want you to begin to speak over your life. Get up, get up, get up. Begin to prophesy. I want you to begin to prophesy. Prophesy over your life. Prophesy over your future. Prophesy over your family. Prophesy over your marriage. Prophesy over your children. Prophesy over your finances. Prophesy over your ministry. Prophesy over your business. Begin to declare the word of the Lord. Begin to agree with God. Begin to agree with heaven regarding what has been declared concerning you. He said you will live. You will not die, but you will live to declare the glory of the Lord in the land of the living. In the name of Jesus, he said there is a new beginning for you. Though all hope seems lost, he said that at the scent of water, the dead tree and the dead roots will come back to life again. You open your mouth and you begin to release the water of the word of God upon every deadness in the name of the Lord Jesus. You are the prophet. I can't hear you. I can't hear you online, wherever you are. Speak over your future. Some of you have been saying things and God said, your word is stout against me. Your word is contrary to my will for you. Your word is working against my purpose for your future. So make a change today. Open your mouth and begin to decree and begin to declare what heaven says about you, what God said about you. Speak over the dead bones. Dead bones, you will leave. Dead bones, you will leave. You will leave. Children, you will leave. Spouses, you will leave. Destiny, you will leave. Future, you will leave. And you will declare the glory of the Lord in the land of the living. You are the prophet of your own life. You are the prophet of your own life. Speak over your dream. Whatever dream God gave you. I know it's been 10 years. You haven't seen nothing yet. It's been 20 years. And it seems to be failing. But open your mouth and declare what God said concerning that dream. Agree with heaven. Establish the counsel of Almighty God. You are the prophet of your own life. Speak over your limbs. Speak over your heart. Speak over your lungs. Speak over your liver. Speak over your kidneys. Speak over your brain. You are the prophet of your own life. He said, prophesy and call the ruach of God from the four corners of the earth and tell the dead bones, leave again, leave again, leave again in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, oh God. 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 Shita baba. Oh, we give you praise, oh God. We give you praise. We receive the ruach of God, the life of God in this house, in this house, in this ministry, over this vision, abundant life, hear me. Receive the Ruach of God. Receive the Zoe life of God. Live, prosper, grow, increase. Mushroom and multiply. Grow in every dimension. Increase in every dimension. In the name of Jesus. Not only here, but all over the world. All over this country. Mushroom and multiply. According to the word of Almighty God. I speak over you. Leave. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You are the blessed of the Lord. You are the blessed of the Lord. I declare you are blessed. I declare there is new wine in your cluster. I declare the blessing of the Lord is in the new wine in your cluster. I declare this is a new day for you. I declare all things are passed away. I declare there is a way being made for you in every wilderness. I declare that a spring has been created for you in every desert place. You receive the word of the Lord. You live abundant life. You live abundant life. You live abundant life. I establish the counsel of Almighty God concerning you. No word from God will fall to the ground. No word from heaven will fall to the ground. But every word spoken will be established. When he spoke it, he'll bring it to pass. He's not a man that he should lie. He's not a son of a man that he should repent. Live abundant life. Live abundant life. Live abundant life in the name of Jesus. We declare it. We establish it by the words of our mouth. Angels excel in strength. Go forth and bring to pass everything that the Lord has spoken. Everything that we are declaring today, that we are speaking according to the word of God. Go forth and establish it. Go forth and bring it to pass. Somebody shout it out loud. Say, I will not die, but I will live to declare the glory of the Lord. In the land of the living, shout it out loud. Say, I will not die, but I will live to declare the glory of the Lord in the land of the living. Go ahead and give him praise. Give him praise in this service. Go ahead and give him praise. Come on, somebody. Give the Lord a praise in this house. Give the Lord a praise in this house. He alone deserves it. He's worthy to receive it. Give him the glory and the praise in this house. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Raise up every part of you. Begin to give the Lord praise. Begin to give the Lord praise. Lift up your voice. Give him the praise that he alone deserves. Give him the praise that he alone deserves. Woo. Woo. I see glory. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Let's say this five times. We're going to say this five times. Say it confidently. Just repeat after me. Just repeat after me. I am on my way to glory land. And the Spirit of the Lord, the wind of God, the Ruach of God will see to it that I get there. We're going to say this five times. Say it again. Say, I am on my way to glory land. and the Spirit of God, the wind of God, the Ruach of God will see to it that I get there. Okay, that's two. We're going to do three more, but let's just clarify this. The glory land we're talking about, there's glory land in heaven. We know we are going there if you are born again. But there's glory on this earth that was written concerning you. There's glory that has been prepared for you on this earth, where people will look at your life and they will say, ah, glory to God. They will not have anything else to say. They will just keep saying, ah, glory to God. Glory to God. That's the one we're confessing right now. The other one, yes, we confess that. We're going to glory land in heaven. Yes, praise God. But while we're here, we will see the glory of God. Jesus said unto Martha, he said, did I not say unto you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? He wasn't talking about the glory in heaven. He was talking about the one here. Did I not say unto you, Martha, that if you would only believe, you will see the glory of God? Somebody say, I believe. I will see the glory of God in my lifetime on this earth. And when my journey is completed and all my work is done, all my assignment is done, I will be caught up in glory to my heavenly abode, where I will dwell in glory forever. We have three more. Say with me, I am on my way to glory land. And the Spirit of the Lord, the wind of God, the Ruach of God will see to it that I get there. We have two more. Say, I'm on my way to glory land. And the Spirit of the Lord, the wind of God, the Ruach of God himself will see to it that I get there. We have one more. Say this as loud as you can, as powerful as you can, with as much conviction as you have. Say, I'm on my way to glory land. And the Spirit of the Lord, the wind of God, the Ruach of God himself will see to it that I make it there. I will make it there. I will make it there. I will make it there. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Shout about it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, we bless you for this service. Thank you for your mighty presence amongst us. Thank you for blessing your people. Thank you, Father. We honor you today. We give you glory and praise. Let these words be carried on the wings of the eagle. Let your angels excel in strength and prepare a place for us where we have not been yet. A place where the architect and the builder is God himself. Our glory land, our place of complete peace, our place of fullness of joy, our place of full harmony, our place of full prosperity, our place of full divine health, our place of full happiness. We receive it. We thank you, Father. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We bless you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 You're on your way to glory land. Woo, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.